This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. The Work Amendment Bill 2024 is being introduced in the Lok Sabha. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has moved the bill for introduction in the lower house to further amend the Work Act 1995. The bill seeks to address issues related to the powers and functioning of the state Work boards, as well as registration and survey of Work properties. Opposing the introduction of the bill, Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, NCP, SP, Left, and others termed it as against the constitution and freedom of religion. Congress MP KC Venugopal objected to introduction of the bill, alleging that it is a draconian and an attack on federal structure of the country. Samajwadi Party Habibullah also opposed the bill, saying Waqf is a religious matter and this legislation is interference in the religious practice. Sudeep Bandyopadhyay of TMC termed this legislature unconstitutional and against the federal structure. DMK MP Kannimozhi Karunanidhi also opposed the legislation. She alleged that the government is blatantly going against the constitution, federalism and minorities. NCP Sharad Pawar MP Supriya Sule demanded the withdrawal of the bill or sending it to the standing committee for further scrutiny. On the other hand, senior JDU leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh alias Lallan Singh rejected the allegations that this bill is against a particular community. He said Waqf Board is an institution set up through the Act and this legislation has been brought to bring transparency in it. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral talks with Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters at the Government House in Wellington today. Discussions were held on wide range issues including customs cooperation, traditional medicine and renewable energy. The bilateral engagements between President Draupadi Murmu and leaders of New Zealand ended on positive note with India and New Zealand signing the bilateral customs cooperation arrangement, which is expected to ease trade between the two countries. New Zealand also ratified the International Solar Alliance, paving way for enhanced opportunities for joint research and development in this field. Both the countries also agreed to exchange the best practices in the field of traditional medicine through the Global Center for Traditional Medicine in Jamnagar. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy rate unchanged for the ninth time in a row. The rate increase cycle was paused in April last year after six consecutive rate hikes, aggregating to 250 basis points since May 2022. Announcing the third bi-monthly monetary policy for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit the landslide-ravaged Wayanad on Saturday. Preparations are underway in Kannur and Wayanad for the visit. Security meetings were held in Kannur and Wayanad today ahead of the visit. The Prime Minister is likely to conduct an aerial survey of the landslide-affected area of Wayanad. Meanwhile, about 500 Army personnel drawn from the Army units in Kerala and Karnataka have decided to return from Wayanad. A small team to strengthen the newly constructed Bailey Bridge and the helicopter search team will remain in Wayanad for a few more days. The armed forces were given a warm send-off at the district collectorate this afternoon. State Ministers P.A. Mohammed Riaz and A.K. Sasendran were among those who were present. Army personnel expressed gratitude for the support local people extended to them for the search and rescue operation which went on for the past 9 days. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel Laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqir-uz-Zaman said this yesterday in a media address. General Waqir hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3-4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action would be taken against them. Wrestler Vinesh Fogat announced her retirement today, a day after she was disqualified from the wrestling final at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. In a social media post, she announced her retirement. Vinesh was disqualified from the gold medal match of the 50 kg women's wrestling for being overweight by 100 grams. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.